Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
All my life, the Lord has been with me. Sometimes I couldn't see him. I didn't know he was there. I didn't know he was working in my favor, but he was always there for me. Growing up as a child, my mama, my daddy, wouldn't let me do the things the other fellows were doing. I couldn't get away with smoking and drinking. I couldn't hang out past midnight. I thought they were mistreating me sometime, but God knew what he was doing. He knew what I needed to stay with him. Even when I went to college, I couldn't do like the other fellows. They didn't want me to sing gospel. I majored in music, and they wanted me to sing Beethoven and Mozart and all. That was good. I did that. But every chance that I got, I was up in the room singing for the Lord. I thank him for being there. I don't know where I'd be without the Lord, church. So many things we've been through. Look around at my fellows. Over 35 years we've been singing. Ain't God good? He's been with us almost. We never had a serious accident on the road. Ain't God good? Ain't he good? I think of right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for being there. 2 years ago, my mother passed. I'm getting better, but I can't hardly talk about it sometimes. That was the hardest thing for me to deal with. But God held my hand. He took me through that, church. He was there, so I didn't have nobody else to lean on but the Lord. That's why I sing this song. He was there for me wherever I go. Everything that I've been involved in, he's been right there. Have I got a witness? Anybody know that he's been there for you? Have he been there for you? Come on, just wave your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you.
Known it, but he was there. All you got to do is look back and think about where God brought you from, and you know it was him. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God and not by the will of man. Thank you all so much for being here. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're getting ready to have a word of prayer. Today is Thank Thursday, hallelujah. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer. And meanwhile, when we're done with the prayer, those that would like to have something to say, just press 1. We like to just whatever God put in your heart to be thankful for, be thankful. I know you're thankful anyway. That's why I like to say on Thursday, we like to use the scriptures, you know, to be thankful. So, Pastor Bill, would you give us a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. Amen. Got several people waiting. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God. Thank you for that song, Pastor. Amen, amen. The scripture I'd like to open up with is John, the 14th chapter, and verses 26 and 27. It says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you for your word. Father God, we thanking you for all your many blessings that you have given unto us. We're thankful for the word at noon. We're thankful for our pastor who teaches this word. And we thank you, Lord, for those who call in to listen and those who are listening by internet, Father God. So we give you praise today, Father God, for you are worthy to be praised. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you bless all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, Father God. We're praying that your will be done. They will have a testimony to give, Father God, and stand on that word, knowing that it was you who did it and not just the doctors or not whatever they think, but it's you who gives the healing powers, Father God. So, Lord, we just thanking you. We thanking you for those who are recovering. We thanking you for those who are walking by faith and not by sight. Lord, we most of all thank you for our pastor as he teaches the word of God, and then that we're able to follow him right along in scripture, Lord. So, Father God, we ask that you continue to use him. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up to hinder him from bringing that word for us, Father God. And then help us to open our hearts to hear this word and live by the word of God. Lord, we give you praise today. We ask that you'll be with all those who are sick and shut in. Your word says, by your stripes we're healed. Be with those who are going through, Father God, and those who are standing at the crossroads of life trying to make the right choices, Father God. May they trust in you, as the word says, with all of their heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge you, and you will direct thy path. So help us to stand on the word, and those who are worried and bereaved and going through, let them have your peace, Father God. Oh, dear Lord, let them have your peace, Father God. You said in your word you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, help us to share that word with them, to let them know that they can trust God and that there is nothing impossible for God to do. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless each and every one of us, Father God, and guide us and direct us into more truth, more wisdom, and more understanding. We ask it all in the name of Christ Jesus. We do pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Okay, Thankful Thursday. I believe Evangelist Sharon was first. Evangelist Sharon.
Good afternoon. I want to be thankful for that song you played, that selection. That's beautiful, beautiful. It's the first time I ever heard it. But I want to say thank you. I'm thankful for my spirituality and my awakening and revelations. And I'm most thankful for Pastor BC and Pastor Bell, who devote their time to the Lord and to this word at noon. Because I went to a Bible study last night, and it was intellectually handled. It was delivered intellectually, you know. So really, basically, teacher there was, you know, breaking down the English term, the subtitle, and, you know, it was just theology. He knew what he was talking about. But nutritionists know what they're talking about. They know you're supposed to have a certain amount of protein, a certain amount of fat, a certain amount of bread, a certain amount of green vegetables. But if they eat popcorn and candy, it doesn't make a difference. The same way with knowing about the Lord. You can know about him.
Right.
You can read it on paper. But until you internalize it, you don't receive the gifts. You know, your faith is what God gave you your faith to do, you know, and it can be furthered if you would internalize it. That's my point, really. And I thank God for Pastor Beasley and Pastor Bell for coming on, you know, being persistent about our eternal life. And people who don't know this, you don't realize how grateful, how thankful I am. And you should be too, because they could be doing anything else, twiddling toes, watching TV, anything. They could be doing it, but they choose to tell us about our eternal life. They're praising the Lord, and thank you for them. I'm thankful for them. Amen. And who was the author? Who was, excuse me, Pastor, who was the author to this song?
That was, oh, God, his name, Barnes. I'll give it to you in a minute. I'll give it to you in a minute. Okay.
Go ahead. Okay.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. Luther Barnes. Luther.
Thank you very
Barnes. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Okay, Evangelist Renee. Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, okay. Everyone.
Good afternoon.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I am thankful. I am so thankful. The nurse came yesterday and cleaned the wound and said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. It's looking good.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Confirmation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
There
amen.
Is healing power in the name of Jesus. If you don't know, you need to ask somebody like me, Evangelist Sarah, Pastor Bell, Pastor Beasley. We all know it is healing power in Jesus. Just call on them, believe it, and it will happen. It may not happen when you want it to happen, but it's going to happen. You just got to believe.
Amen.
Just got to believe.
That's right.
Have that faith.
Yes.
Wait on the Lord, because he will do it. No doubt in my mind. I've seen him do it, because there wasn't no skin on that heel. And there's skin there now. And Pastor Beasley and Pastor Bell, by mistake, saw it. And they seen it was very ugly. Wasn't no skin there. And now you would never know. Had I listened
I wouldn't have my ankle.
Had I listened to man. Because they said, cut it off. It ain't going here. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that I know that the word is power.
Yes.
I just thank you all for your encouraging words. You all, most of all, I thank my Father in heaven for his healing power.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Hallelujah. But listen, brothers and sisters, you know, we've been talking about the secret is in Christ. Everything, trust me, everything is in Christ. The Bible says, wherefore, when we read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. It's a mystery. It's like a puzzle. It's something that you don't quite understand. But I've been talking to you guys about that. I won't get into the mystery part, but I did want to share this because somebody said to me, karma is a mystery. I said, karma is not a mystery. Karma is flesh. So don't get it twisted. Karma is not a mystery. There's about 12 laws of karma. And I wanted to share this with you because I don't want nobody to get this twisted. That's flesh is flesh. That spiritual is spiritual. Just like a lot of people don't understand, there's two churches. You got the organized church, which is a bunch of rules, regulations. Then you got the spiritual church, which is the body of Christ. which is being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed. So in other words, you got the organized church and you got the organism. The organized church, you don't have to be born again. But the organism, which is spirit, you do. So there's a big difference.
That's right.
But anyway,
right. Amen. Amen.
I'm going to share this with you guys. There's 12 laws of karma. And I wrote this stuff down, so make sure in case somebody wants a copy of it or whatever, I'll send it to you. But the first one, the great law, I'm going to call it the great law. Whenever we put into the universe, we will come back to us. So if you put love, love coming back. See, that's not a secret. You reap what you sow. That's according to Galatians 6 and 7. So the karma law, a karma, C-A-R-M-A, karma law, it lines up with scriptures in a way, but it's not spiritual. We're talking about our eternal life. But let me go ahead and give them to you. The law of humility, one must accept something in order to change it. The law of humility, one must accept something in order to change it. Then you have the law of responsibility. The law of responsibility, we must take responsibility for what is in our lives. Too many of us don't want to take responsibility, but that's part of the law of karma. You got to take responsibility. Then you got the law of focus. We cannot think of two different things at the same time. So when Evangelist Sharon was talking about people being intellectual, a lot of people are intellectual because of karma. The law of here and now. We cannot be present if we are looking backwards. Talking about the laws of karma. The law of patience and reward. The most valuable reward requires persistence. Got to be persistent. Then you got the law of creation. Life does not happen by itself. We need to make it happen. Got to make it happen. Well, I'm not going to get into a lot of this. I just wanted to make sure everybody understood these 12 points. The law of growth, when we change ourselves, our lives change too. The law of connection, the past, the present, and the future, all is connected. So the law of giving, hospitality, our reward should match our thoughts and actions. Let me say that again. The law of giving and hospitality, our behavior should match our thoughts and action. Then you have the law of change. The law of change is history repeating itself until we learn from it and change our path. Some folks don't never learn. What I was going to do, I was going to make the mention of them, then everybody comment. But the Lord just told me to say them, and I got one more to share with you. It's the law of significance and inspiration. Rewards are results of the energy and effort we put into it. And let me say this. It's amazing to me that people don't understand. If you got a house, you got a builder. I don't care if you was here or not, it doesn't matter. If you got a watch, you got a watchmaker. God created this heaven and this earth. But now here's the good part. He wants us to be like him. Not like our parents, not like our forefathers. God's message has always been the same. We're to be created in his image and after his likeness. God is not trying to hold anything against you. See, the organized church that messed up a lot of people. A lot of people don't want to be part of God's program because of the karma concept. They just want to see it in the flesh. You got to do this. You got to do that. No, all you got to do is receive Christ. All the work been done. Let me say that again. All the work been done. The sin problem have been deleted. It has been erased. I get it. I get it. I hear it. But I'm telling you, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, he made him who knew no sin to become sin for us. Your sin bill is paid. Paid in full. So why are you trying to pay your condo if it's paid? That's crazy. So what we have to do is accept his righteousness, because God is so loving. He's so full of grace. He's so full of love. He's so full of patience. He's just full of this stuff. He got a lot of riches, man. He's rich. That's one of the secrets. He's rich in everything. And if we would just teach people, hey, God wants you to love like he loves. He wants you to give like he gives. Don't be trying to teach a bunch of religion when you can teach people about their eternal life. Because one thing for sure, and as I open the door, one thing for sure, everybody going to leave here. It's where you're going to spend eternity at. And it has to be in Christ, brothers and sisters. Everything rests in Christ. God said, okay, I'm going to make all this stuff, and I'm going to give it to you, Christ. I'm giving it to you, Jesus. It's all in your hands now. See, we got to start seeing things like that. We have to see it through revelation knowledge. We have to see it through the eyes of God. God is not trying to beat you up. Man, when I was coming up, I was told you got to beat each other up. God is not like that. God, you don't beat your child, so why you think God need to beat up us? To get us to do things. God is not like that, brothers and sisters. He's a loving God. And he has so much to give. So I don't know who I'm talking to now, but just give it to God. Lord, I love you. I'm sorry. But here I am. And he'll take you just like you are. I don't care if you're a drunk, prostitute, a whore, pimp. It doesn't matter with God. Sin problem, he already paid for it. He just wants you to have your eternal life. Because guess what? Here's the secret now. He has a body. Has a body that's been prepared exactly for you. No one else but for you. Have your name on it. So he wanted to get you to transcend from this life to your eternal life. That's what this really is about, brothers and sisters. Sometimes you get about 70 years to do this. He promised you got, you know, 70. So you got 70 years to try to get into that half forward, you know, going forward. You got about 70 good years to try. And really, you don't start seeing this stuff till you get about 40-something. All them other years, you're too busy trying to take care of kids, have babies, live a life. And finally, you reach the place where he says, you know what, wait a minute, I need to get comfortable with the Lord, just like I'm trying to get comfortable in a house or home or whatever. We have to do it. So I'm thankful for all of that. And we'll pick up the lesson on tomorrow. But anyway, anybody else have anything else they want to share? Just press one. Anyone else? Just press one. I know I went through that real fast, but tomorrow we'll pick up talking about the secret that's in Christ. Anyone else? Fresh one. Hallelujah.
Amen. I just wanted to share Philippians and First of all, let me see what chapter I want to be in here. I mean, Pastor, you touched on so much. I just really enjoyed that word. Amen. And the testimonies that went forth from Evangelist Sharon and Evangelist Renee. I mean, that lets us know right there that God is real. And, you know, you stand on his promises. There isn't anything God won't do for his children. Amen.
That's right.
So I thank God for that word. Amen. and for the word that Pastor gives always. I can't thank him enough because, you know, when you do visit the, as Pastor say, organized churches, now that you have the word, you listen very closely. Where before, I remember just going, just, you know, just to be going. But now I listen closely. And if it ain't in God's word, you know how we do when we were children. I have to laugh because I think about how when our parents tell us stuff we don't want to hear, we turn a deaf ear. So if they ain't
preaching and teaching
the word of God, and if I can't follow them along in the word, I turn a deaf ear to it. I'm like, that ain't what God's word says. So, you know, in growing, you become more attentive to God, and you want to be fed more of God's word. You want God's word in you more so that you're able, you know, like I always tease Pat, I say, well, you done fed me spiritually. Now I got to go get me some roots, some food to provide. So I thank God for the word. So Philippians 4 and verse 7, my mind went back on other things with this scripture too. It says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. So as I look back over my life, I just thank God for the peace that he has given me at such a time as this. And yes, you're right, Pastor. Before, you know, when you're in your 40s, you know, and younger, it's all about children, husband, you know, what you want to do at that time. Then when you start getting past that age, you begin to think, you know, I better prepare myself. Even today, we, you know, our hearts go out to the bereaved families, especially those who have lost their children or something like that. You know, you got to have God's peace to get you through it. So as I was meditating on this scripture, I said, Lord, thank you for your peace. And when God gives us peace, then we won't be anxious. We won't be trying to figure things out on our own. You know, we can just rest in his arms, knowing that he's working things out for our good. And how do we stand on that? Through his word. So I'm thankful for God's peace, you know. Before we had peace, so we thought, but no, that wasn't us. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the testimonies that our sisters shared, both sisters. And, you know, God is so grateful. And, you know, I mean, all we got to do is come to him as we are. You ain't got to dress up. You ain't got to make up. You ain't got to have your skirts dragging the floor. You don't have to do all that. Just come to him as you are. Let him change you on the inside. And sure enough, you will walk right on the outside. So, you know, to God be the glory. So we just thank him for his word, thanking him for keeping us and protecting us and allowing us to see his miracles being performed today. Some people will tell you, miracles don't perform today. I beg your pardon. Yes, they do. Miracles are going on even today. And our two sisters right there profess that. And that's what I'm hearing, you know, what God is doing and how he's doing it in their life. So, you know, that's only in itself. So to God be the glory. So, Pastor, you keep on teaching and preaching that word. Continue to let God use you because through the message, we are all growing. Amen. Our lives are being changed. as you say, we got to get it right here so we can walk on in to eternity with the Lord. So thank God. God bless.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, I truly thank you guys for your praise report, for your witnessing, for your comments, and for everything, each and every one of you guys, even the ones that didn't say anything. So happy. Also, my daughter, she was on today, and so I thank God for that as well. Thank God for all you guys. I just think about her because she was actually take her lunch break. She said she wanted to be there years today. So I just thank God for that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. If nothing else, we'll see you guys on tomorrow for the Word at